Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our news for this hour. On Thursday, Tuscola County Commissioners learned the magistrate is retiring. Commissioners approved Circuit Judge Amy Grace Gearhart's request to appoint attorney Alexandra Huntley as the 71B District Court Magistrate to replace Joseph A. Van Auken of Cass City, who became the magistrate in 2001. As a magistrate, Huntley will handle arraignments, set bonds, preside over preliminary examinations for various criminal cases, and more. In other court-related matters, commissioners approved the $4,441 purchase of a widescreen television and rolling cart to be used in court to present evidence during jury trials. Van Auken graduated from the Thomas Cooley Law School in 1990 and was a private practicing attorney until he took over the magistrate position. Van Auken and his wife, Kate, who is the White Pine Library Cooperative Director, have two children. And a lot of time, effort, and money went into the renovations and preservation of the old Hadley Town Hall. The hall was built in 1884 at 3551 Hadley Road. It has had several repairs and some renovations done over the years, but this last effort to restore a part of the township's history was extensive. The cost was about $100,000. To show off all of the renovations that have been done, there will be an open house from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 28th, with a ribbon cutting at noon. In 2003, the township built a new hall at 4293 Pratt Road. Until the new office was done, the Board of Trustees kept township records in their homes and worked out of them also. And in Mayville, authorities are investigating a deadly shooting that occurred Thursday morning at a rural property south of Mayville. Deputies were called to the 9700 block of Willits Road after a report of gunfire. When officers arrived, they found a man dead at the scene. Another man who was on the property was taken into custody without incident, according to investigators. Detectives say they believe the two men knew each other, and early information suggests the shooting was an isolated incident. Officials emphasize that there is no ongoing threat to the public. Additional details have not yet been released as investigations continue. And in our national news in Washington, House lawmakers are digging into Jeffrey Epstein's sprawling financial portfolio. A committee deposed the late financier's accountant on Wednesday. Richard Kahn worked closely with Epstein for years and now serves as an executor of his estate. He told lawmakers that he had not personally seen evidence of Epstein's sexual abuse, but provided a fuller picture of how Epstein acquired his wealth. Lawmakers say that a better understanding of Epstein's wealth could help the public understand how, for years, he was able to get away with trafficking and sexually abusing underage girls. In other national news, the Trump administration is opening a new trade investigation into manufacturing in foreign countries. It is an effort that comes after the Supreme Court struck down President Donald Trump's previous use of tariffs. Trump and his team have made clear that they're seeking to replace the hundreds of billions of dollars in lost revenues by using different laws to establish new tariffs. The administration is starting investigations under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974 to try to change new import taxes. But U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer told reporters that he didn't want to prejudge the outcome of the process, even though he said that the policy remains the same. And in international news, Zelensky says Ukraine awaits White House sign-off on U.S. drone production deal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he is awaiting the White House approval for a major drone production agreement proposed by Kiev last year. He said Thursday that the deal would cover various types of drones and air defenses to protect against swarms of Iranian-designed Shahed drones. Countries are scrambling to modernize their air defenses after Iran war exposed shortcomings. Russia has fired tens of thousands of Shaheds at Ukraine since it invaded its neighbor just over 4 years ago. Iran has responded to joint U.S.-Israeli strikes by firing the same type of drones at targets in the Middle East. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.